aerial drones are multiplying in North Carolina, and so are close encounters with aircraft, most notably one last week. A CMPD helicopter swerved to avoid a drone over Uptown. Authorities are urging people to register and get an education in the process. WFAE's David Borax reports.
That's a Phantom, a small remote-controlled flying vehicle that carries a camera. All drones like this are supposed to be registered with the Federal Aviation Administration, and in some cases with the state, too. But many owners don't bother. That registration process includes tutorials and, in some cases, a test. So many never learn the rules, says Sergeant Kenneth Anderson, who oversees Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department's helicopters.
Most of it right now, we're finding, is just a lack of information or a lack of knowledge from those who are operating the drones. And if we can help close that gap between the knowledge and the operation of it, that would be a great safety improvement.
It's illegal to fly a drone over 400 feet at night or within 5 miles of an airport. But last Friday, an American Airlines jet preparing to land spotted a drone about a mile and a half from Charlotte Douglas Airport. And then there was that CMPD helicopter incident June 7th. It was near Charlotte Knight Stadium during a game.
It would have been a catastrophic incident had it struck the windshield of the helicopter.
These stories aren't unique to Charlotte. Commercial photographer Patrick Schneider of Huntersville has both federal and state drone licenses.
The problem stems from the fact that you can walk into any Best Buy anywhere and you can buy a $1,000 drone and put it in the air without any need to understand the rules.
More than 20,000 drones are registered with the FAA in the state, both hobbyists and commercial users. And 16 months ago, North Carolina began requiring commercial and government drone operators to get state permits, too. As of May 31st, only about 1,300 people had done so. The rules are stricter for commercial operators than for hobbyists. For example, you'd need state and federal commercial licenses if you're using a drone to photograph real estate for a sales website. Schneider says he's met photographers who try to skirt the rules.
There's a lot of people hiding behind, oh, I'm just a hobbyist, because the rules are very different if you call yourself a hobbyist as opposed to a commercial drone operator.
The federal and state laws have different aims, says Basil Yap of NCDOT's Aviation Division.
The federal government has sole sovereignty over the airspace above North Carolina. The North Carolina laws govern how those aircraft may interact with people on the ground. And what they're doing is protecting the privacy as well as the safety of individuals on the ground.
For example, you can be fined in North Carolina for taking a drone photo of somebody in a private place without their permission, like through an apartment window. It's also illegal to hunt or fish or attach a weapon to a drone. Yap says the state needs to spread the word about the law.
We understand that we need to continue to educate drone users in North Carolina about these North Carolina-specific laws and make them aware of these privacy and property protections that are in place.
That's about all they can do for now. The FAA and local police compile reports of illegal drones based on tips from pilots and citizens, but tracking down operators is hard and penalties are rare. Mostly, safety depends on drone operators. Apart from learning the rules, authorities say the easiest way to stay on the right side of the law is the FAA's Before You Fly app. It has rules and restrictions for wherever you're planning to fly. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.